Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing.
This is Karen Rausch. I'm the Clinical Managing Editor.
And we're here to discuss the highlights from the August issue of the American Journal of Nursing. So that's August 2014. On the cover this month, we have a commissioned piece of art by artist Janet Hamlin. And we have this to illustrate the strength-based nursing approach to care. That is the CE feature article that we have this month from Canadian scholar Lori Gottlieb. This article describes the strength-based nursing approach, which focuses on understanding the strengths as well as the deficits and problems the patient has within a broader holistic context. It helps promote empowerment, self-efficacy, and hope in the patient. And it kind of flips how we usually approach patients, and that is by identifying what we see as their problems and offering them a plan that we think they should follow to fix it. And this approach flips that and really focuses on the strengths and puts the patient at the center of how the patient feels they need to address their problems. So I think it's a very worthwhile piece. It really kind of goes a little bit further with the Florence Nightingale vision of the nurse's role. So for those of you who do follow the Nightingale model and are the flow fans, you should really read this article. It's a great article that really gets at the heart of nursing. Karen, do you want to talk about the other CE and the other article we have related?
Sure. So our other CE is Sustaining Pressure Ulcer Best Practices in a High-Volume Cardiac Care Environment. And this was actually done in the world's largest and busiest cardiac hospitals in Bangalore, India, where they noticed a rise in the hospital-acquired pressure ulcers amongst their patients. And so this article talks about how the hospital implemented several quality improvement strategies that eventually reduced the percentage of patients with pressure ulcers from 6% down to zero and sustained that. We also have a Cultivating Quality article this month that looks at hospital-acquired pressure ulcers, and it's using evidence-based practice to prevent hospital-acquired pressure ulcers and promote wound healing. And this article describes a collaborative initiative that was undertaken by a hospital and a nursing education program to increase the use of evidence-based nursing practice to reduce the incidence of hospital-acquired pressure ulcers in their facility and to promote wound healing. Okay, Sean?
Okay. There's also a podcast related to the article on the pressure ulcer reduction practices from Bangalore, India. I did speak with the director of nursing, the superintendent of nursing there, Rohini Paul, and she talked about some of the issues that she had in gaining the support of nurses and physicians and surgeons and anesthesiologists. So it's a great article. It didn't require an investment in technology. It just required good nursing care and probably a little bit of strong-arming on the part of nurses to convince some changes in intraoperative practices. Another article we have this month is our final installment, the sixth and final installment in our series on systematic review step-by-step from the Joanna Briggs Institute. This particular one is on presenting and interpreting findings, and it details once you conduct the systematic review, what you should be including in the findings of the review to ensure that the results can be translated into clinical practice. The other series that we've been doing, we have a second article in that quarterly series, Teaching for Practice, which is talking about the roles of adjunct clinical faculty and preceptors. And this one, it takes you through the first steps of preparing to be for success as a clinical educator, from orientation to the first day on the job as a adjunct clinical instructor. We also have, as usual, we have our news section. Our AJN reports this month is on issues and implications for nurses with the medical marijuana laws that have been implemented in some states. There are some implications for nursing related both to patient care and personal and professional behavior. So I think many of you will find that report interesting. We also have Art of Nursing, of course, and Drug Watch. We have an article on our environments and health column, and this one is an interview with one of the champions, the White House champions, Laura Enderko, and on protecting how nurses are protecting health in a changing climate. And, of course, we have our reflections column as well. So we have a lot of good reading for you this month. You can take the issue to the beach, or you can read it online or on the iPad app. We hope you're checking in on us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you haven't seen it yet, we do have a Pinterest page, and we're pinning our covers, which this year we were just remarking, we have some beautiful covers over the course of the year. So we'd love to hear what you think of the covers. If you have any suggestions for us or want to get in touch with us, I'm Sean.Kennedy@WaltersKluwer.com.
And I'm Karen.Roush@WaltersKluwer.com.
So we wish you all an enjoyable summer, and we'll see you again next month.
September.